This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh, so glad to have you with us. Hour two is underway. Thank you for being here. It is good to have you. Great to be here. And if you missed Hour 1 with Kimberly Strassel, you can go back and get the Hour 1 podcast at our podcast page on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/KMC Radio. You can go to thebingethinker.com, get all the links to all the social media. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on, Snapchat thing? I think I'm on there. I'm on stuff I don't even know what it is. It's, I don't know. I'm starting to hate social media. My next guest will not be pleased with that, though, because she is a big fan of social media. In fact, she is a star of social media, if you can identify people that way now. But it's time to get into the ladies' lounge, because tonight we welcome someone who is the daughter of Candace Cameron Bure and the niece of Kurt Cameron, Natasha Bure. Welcome to Radio Night Live. So good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
You're out with your new book, and it's called Let's Be Real.
Yeah.
Why that title?
I think the title is probably the best way to describe my message in the book in general. And I think that it will strike people to be like, what does Let's Being Real mean? What does that look like in a daily
reality?
Life?
What's real to you?
I think being open and honest with who you are and not trying to be someone who isn't you and your core values. And I think for me, seeing that I'm 18, social media is a huge part of my world. People are constantly comparing themselves to what they think society's definition of perfection is, or what you're seeing on social media, and I don't think that that's necessarily what life is actually like. We all go through struggles that we're not seeing, and I think it's important for everyone to accept life as it is, take those experiences and those trials and tribulations that you go through and grow from them, and not pretend like they don't happen or that they don't exist, and not try to act like you have everything together when you might not. And I'm 18 and I'm still growing as a young woman and learning about myself. And for a long time, I didn't want to act like I didn't have it all together. I wanted to seem cool and calm and collected, when in reality, there were so many things going on behind the scenes that it wouldn't share, whether it be on social media or even with my friends. And I think at one point I just was like, I don't want to pretend like I'm someone I'm not. And I think being real and being open and honest about everything that you go through and who you are as a real person is really important.
In walking from the green room to the studio,
yes,
we drew a delineation between the types of social media that are used.
Yes.
You're too young for Facebook. Facebook is not your target.
It is. It was.
The reason I'm getting to this is because I'm married to a woman who's 10 years younger than me. And, of course, our kids are even younger than that. My children will never be in a world where social media wasn't a part of their reality.
Absolutely.
My wife tends to skew more towards Instagram. She used to be into Pinterest, but, you know, it's almost like Instagram, Snapchat, down that direction, is where the people that you're talking about spend more time. Facebook, Twitter, some of those technologies are a little bit older. Even within that social media realm, there's this delineation of age and kind of identity and, who you are and how you are and what you express. Do you think that there is a danger in general in being too real with a platform as big as you have?
I think that people should be careful. I was not allowed to have any sort of public social media accounts till I was a little bit older, and my parents thought I was mature enough to have that. But I think when you're sharing things online about your life and you do have a platform, I think it's important to send messages that are encouraging, that are strong. And I think that a lot of people can use social media in a negative light. And I think it is really important that if you do have that platform, to use it for good and to shed light on topics that are important and that mean something and that can impact others in, you know, a positive way.
Sounds like you're talking about an idea called stewardship, which is if you have an opportunity to make the best of it that you possibly can.
Absolutely.
Let's go back to the idea of being real, because I'm fascinated by the book, particularly with someone that's your age. You say you're 18. A lot of people look at that and go, well, you're 18. How real has life been so far?
Yeah.
So you kind of made a veiled reference to maybe some things that you struggled with, but what are some of the struggles that you have openly shared?
In my book, I share a lot about different topics, from body confidence to fitness to beauty to relationships to emotional health and mental health. I go over a lot of different things, but they're all things that I've struggled with. And maybe there are some things that I haven't struggled with, but it doesn't mean that those situations that I have been in aren't as important as, you know, situations that other people have been in. And they all can affect you in different ways, but there's been times in my life where I've just been so emotionally destroyed and I feel super down, and like I was just in a very dark place in my life. And when the most important thing for me was wanting to be able to let people in on that, because for me, being on social media, you have this platform and people see you as happy all the time. Whether I'm on YouTube or on Instagram, they're seeing kind of the highlight reel of my life, and oh, this is what, you know, her life is like. It's always great and happy and all of that. And you're seeing me for only a short amount of time. And when I would see those comments saying, oh, your life looks so happy, it looks so great, and mine's not always like that, I didn't want to set an example for people to say, I don't have those struggles.
Yeah.
So I wanted to open up about that and just be like, this is my life, and I have been through tough times. I have been through times where I'm just not happy, and I'm just not in a good mood, and I just don't feel like I want to get up in the morning and live life anymore. I'm just down. I just want to sit in bed. I'm not always the happiest person, but people who aren't seeing that wouldn't know that. And so I wanted to be open, and I wanted to be vulnerable and share that with people and let people know that, you know, if you go through this, I go through this, we all go through the same things, but it's kind of to encourage one another of being like, we all go through the same thing, and we should encourage one another in that.
So the identity of the struggle helps people to not feel isolated where they're at, because they
Absolutely.
Know that you've been through something that's kind of similar.
Absolutely.
I think you're in a very difficult situation. My longtime business partner, Stephen Baldwin, the actor, has two daughters that are now very successful models. And I always felt that kids of well-known celebrities have kind of unique struggles, like, because everybody knows mom and dad, or in your case, mom, dad, and Uncle Kirk. In addition to that, they know that there's a faith component to your family. Did that environment put extra pressure on you as you were growing up? And if so, how did you deal with it, and what kind of things did you do to cope with it?
I think when you are put under the spotlight, not necessarily you in particular, but when your family's under the spotlight, and especially with having a very strong faith background, people expect you to be a certain way, and they expect you to act a certain way, to have the same ideas and values. And if there's anything remotely controversial that you do, people hop on you, especially on social media. And I think that was, it's difficult at times, but you have to learn to sort of block it out and just stay on the path that you're on and move forward. But definitely when people have a preconceived idea of what you're supposed to be like, and if you don't really live up to that,
sure,
people definitely are quick to attack and kind of go after you and criticize you, which is, I think, not always great, because they don't know you and they don't know your life and they don't know who you are. They're only seeing you from a distance, but it can definitely be difficult.
When you're in real life, going to school, pursuing your pursuits, your hobbies, your interests, how does your success in those arenas reflect on how you view how real you are and what kind of messages you send yourself.
Will you repeat the question?
Yeah, that's fine. All kids have pursuits. Okay, my 7-year-old's taking Taekwondo, and he's the worst one in the class, and he's the oldest one in the class. So he has things that he's, you know, like, Dad, it's terrible. But the fact that he's pursuing it, the fact that he's going after it, and he hasn't quit, and he's continuing to earn the pleasure of Master Song, who's, he just wants that, you know, good behavior card so badly every week. He's aiming for something. It's up and down. There are other kids that seem to just like get it, and he has envy of them. Like there's, and he's like, I wish I didn't have to struggle to get there. But that wouldn't be being real. Like understanding your spot where you are and powering through it is kind of the battle. So how do you take self confidence away from those things that you pursue? That you are doing, and if you don't measure up to what your mind thinks you should be, how do you deal with that?
And Sasha, hold your thought, because we're going to get to that question when we come back.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you live from New York. And as we are here every Saturday, thank you again for joining us and for being with us. We've got so much that we are able to share together on these Saturday nights, and so grateful to have you here as well. It is a real joy to have with us Natasha Bure. As we were talking in the last segment before the break, Natasha, I was asking you the question, very simple one: is it difficult to see yourself as someone that you know has all of these pressures in their life, and you have a desire to do well? You're trying to keep it real, but sometimes you just don't measure up. How do you deal with it in that case?
I'm definitely extremely hard on myself. I think especially having two very successful parents and having even brothers who are very talented at everything that they do, whether it be in sports or academics, and I don't necessarily level up to them in certain arenas of life and areas in that way, it can definitely be hard to have confidence in things that aren't necessarily always working out. You have to work a little harder at. But I think that when you really pursue it and you really put in the effort, I think the end result, whether that be in a month, in a couple years, whatever that may be, I think it really does pay off. I know for me, I've always loved music, and I've just continued to pursue that, and seeing all the opportunities that I've said yes to and I've worked really hard at, it's a rewarding feeling, even though there have been so many times where I've been super down about myself because things don't go my way or it didn't go as planned. But I think just kind of putting the ego aside of that I always have to succeed and I always have to be on, if you put that aside, it can just make the whole experience so much easier, as seeing it as a growing and a learning experience for any aspect in area that you decide to venture into.
The subtitle of the book is Living Life as an Open and Honest You. It's titled Let's Be Real. It's authored by Natasha Bure, who we're speaking with, and the foreword by Sadie Robertson, who I'm sure many of my listeners will also know. Sadie has kind of had a similar experience to you in that her family's well known. How did she come to write the foreword for the book? Are you guys buddies? Did she want to be part of the project? What was the story there?
I actually met Sadie a couple years ago, and her Dancing with the Stars partner was actually my mom's Dancing with the Stars partner.
Okay.
And so when she moved out to LA, she didn't know many people. And so her partner kind of introduced us and was like, I think you guys would be really good friends. We're the same age. So we hung out a couple times and we just really clicked. I mean, she's an amazing girl and I love everything that she stands for and everything that she supports and says. And her message is really beautiful and something that I stand by. So when I was writing this and thinking of someone who I wanted to write the foreword, I automatically thought of her and asked her to be a part of the project. And I know that it's something that she supports and it's a part of her message as well, and something that I know she's passionate about. So I felt like it was a perfect fit, and I'm very glad that she was.
Why do you think there are obstacles for people your age to be real in life?
I think it is extremely difficult to be real and to be vulnerable, because everyone wants to seem cool and popular and like they have it all together. I know for me, all throughout high school, I never wanted to seem like I had any problems going on, whether it be with academics, whether it be with boys or body confidence or even my home life. I never, ever wanted to seem like I was having a hard time, because I wanted to show everyone that I was collected and that I did have it together.
Were you afraid of just being judged? What was the fear of them not seeing a totally put together?
Absolutely. Gotcha. It was being judged. It was, I wanted to seem cool. I wanted to seem like I knew what I was doing. I didn't want to be pitied if things weren't going my way. And definitely I wanted to be seen in a positive light, and I didn't want to other people to see me having a hard time, whether it be with anything. And I think that goes for a lot of girls. I know, not being in high school now, my friends and I are obviously very honest with each other, but especially during the beginning of years of high school, not telling anyone if I was having a hard time at home or if I was going through any particular struggles. Now, being out of high school and even during my senior year, when all of my friends were just extremely vulnerable with each other and we just decided to grow up and to really be honest with one another, we all realized that we went through the exact same struggles, and we were kind of laughing at each other, being like, we should have just told one another, just been honest and not pretend like everything is great and everything is fine, and, you know, I'm balancing all aspects of life perfectly. And I think if we learn to be vulnerable with each other and learn to be vulnerable and honest with ourselves first, it can make life so much easier, and the learning experience that you have can be, you know, much greater.
How important is the relationship that you as a young woman have with your mom in terms of discovering the things that you've talked about, body confidence, self-image, the ability to be real and have, like, the reliance that it's okay to be real. I may be judged, but I'm not going to fall apart because of it. How key has your mom been in that journey?
She's been very, she's played a very strong role in that. And from a very young age, I've always looked up to her, and I've always gone to her for any problems that I've had. But I think especially with her over the past couple of years, seeing a lot of things that she's gone through, whether it be just from being in the spotlight so much more in the past couple of years and seeing how much she's away working. Yeah, exactly. And the amount of attention that she gets, whether it is positive or negative, and seeing that, she's influenced me of how to react and how to be happy with who I am and not care about what other people think and not worry about other people, but just to work on myself and to love who I am and the things that make me unique. And absolutely, she's played a key role, I think, in all aspects of my life.
I have a selfish reason for asking. I've got a 2-year-old daughter, and she is really starting to put on the cute. Like, wherever she goes, she's just like big, cheesy smiles, and like everybody at the store stops.
Yeah.
And I married a girl from Southern California, so I kind of inherited the challenge willingly. But the thing that I love about my bride is that when she was in high school and college, she had kind of this kind of like, don't mess with me vibe.
Yeah.
And it wasn't intended to be mean. It was just, she just was very clear with barriers and boundaries. Girls that tend to get in trouble the most tend to be ones that have great insecurities and great fears.
Mm-hmm. And when we continue, Natasha, let me ask you about, I don't know, how you protect yourself in that regard. It's Natasha Bure with Kevin McCullough. It is Radio Night Live. We are so thrilled that you can join us, and we are thankful for our great friends at MyPillow.com for helping make it all possible. I'll tell you about a great offer they have for you as well. Coming up in just a bit, we continue. It's live from New York. Kevin McCullough, glad you're here on Radio Night Live.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
Live from New York, we continue. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And Natasha Bure continues with us. Natasha, before the break, we were talking about having confidence and a mom speaking that into the life of the daughter. I want that for my own daughter. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. I think when I was really young, my parents were so adamant about instilling that into my brain from a super young age and encouraging me and telling me things that were going to build me up. Even when I was young, didn't want to listen to them, didn't want to listen to their advice. I take all in the advice that they give me now, and sure. I have obviously taken it when they told me when I was little. I obviously apply it now, but I think it's just very important to have those people in your life who can encourage you and build you up and make you feel confident about yourself, and to not surround yourself with people who do the opposite.
Yeah. My listeners know that I am a man of faith, but not everybody that listens to me is.
Yes.
What role does God play in Natasha Bure's life?
A huge one. Faith has been a really big part of my life since I was born. My parents raised me in a Christian home, going to church every single Sunday, went to a private Christian school. until I was in 10th grade. And when you're surrounded by that, it's one thing, but it's also a completely different world when you are not surrounded by that 24/7. And I think always going to a school and being surrounded by friends who believed in, you know, Christ and who believed in going to church and going to youth group and having parents who really were strong about keeping a faith-based household was important. But when I was in 10th grade and I went to a public high school, I was not surrounded by anybody who believed in God, and I didn't have any friends who really believed in the same things as me. And
was that a crisis?
Definitely. I think I am very influenced by who I hang out with. You pick up habits, you pick up certain language, you become influenced by the people you hang out with. And I think once I was kind of away from that, it was the first time where I wasn't constantly in this little bubble mm-hmm. of everyone believing the same thing. And I was like, oh, okay, so this is
how did that how change you?
It definitely did change me in just learning how others acted, how I wasn't always in this bubble, because I definitely was. And I think that there were times where I didn't make the greatest decisions, and I definitely was, like, led astray, and I didn't want to always be this good old Christian girl, if that's how, you know, everyone would see you, and especially because I was in this almost like faith-branded family, because that's how most of America would see my family. There were times where I just kind of wanted to get away from that, and I wanted my faith to be my own. I didn't want it to be defined by other people.
How did it become your own?
It became my own when I mean, it's always been a part of my life, but I think I really took ownership of my relationship with God when I was in 10th or 11th grade, and I was going through a very, very difficult time when I was in 9th grade, and that was the first year where I started to really just be all over the place. And I spent an entire summer at this camp in Missouri, and it was a Christian sports camp, and I just spent the entire month up there away from my family, and I was just surrounded by so many amazing people who influenced me in an amazing way. And I think after that time, it became my own, and I was able to take ownership, and I was able to, you know, work on a relationship and not feel like it was being forced upon me. Not that I ever did feel like it was forced upon me, but I just wanted to pursue that. It wasn't a part of my life necessarily because of my parents, but it was because I wanted to have that relationship.
Yeah, well, every parent that knows God wants their child to become someone that walks with him carefully, but they really do have to take it. It has to become their own in order
exactly.
to make a difference. We're speaking with Natasha Bure. Let's be real. Final few minutes, Natasha. The world is kind of your oyster right now. You're a model, you're a singer, you're an internet icon, you're a social media maven. You've got all these pursuits. What do you want to do? Where's Natasha 10 years from now, and what does your life look like if it's successful?
Oh,
and real.
And real. For the next 10 years, I mean, my number one goal is to make music right now. That's like what I just want to do and what I love and something I'm super passionate about. But I don't know. There's so many different avenues that I would love to explore, and I don't want to ever limit myself to one thing. I never thought I would write a book at 18 years old, and I did. And that was an amazing experience. And so I want to be open to everything, whether it's acting or singing or, you know, doing shows or writing another book, whatever it may be. I never want to limit myself. But as long as I'm using my platform to be a light, and that I'm happy and I'm doing what I love, that's all that matters to me.
If you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Exactly. Exactly.
Our guest has been Natasha Bure, the daughter of Candace Cameron Bure. We're so glad to have her. Natasha, thanks for coming.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and
and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. And a big thanks to Natasha Bure, such a sweetheart. And I wish her well on everything that she's doing. I wish more young people were, I don't know, able to get honest and say, hey, yeah, I'm not perfect. Life doesn't always go my way, but I want to try to make the best of it and do the very best I can. And we wish her well on that. Also thankful for Kimberly Strassel joining us in the first hour tonight from the Wall Street Journal and enlightening us on why the evidence is continuing to mount that the Obama administration spied on. If you don't like the word wiretap, because this is how the Democrats are defending this in Washington. Well, you know that Trump lied, don't you, on his Twitter feed, because he said that Obama wiretapped his phones, which means what Trump meant was
that Obama drove a little work truck over to the Trump Tower and got out in his little mechanic suit and went up the stairs and took the receiver off the phone and unscrewed the speaker and stuck the bug in there and screwed it back and got down and got away in his getaway van before the Trumpster could find him. Trump never said such a thing. He may have said that Obama wiretapped his phones. What he was meaning in the general sense was that the Obama team was spying. And now the evidence is mounting. I played you the last hour. I'll play it again now. The Evelyn Farkas soundbite of this woman who's a former low-level assistant secretary of defense from the Defense Department, had no right to have access to this information when she was a government employee. Turns out she had access to it when she wasn't. I don't know. I'm thinking jail time for her. But this is what she said on Morning Joe on March the 2nd of this year. Take a listen.
Well, I was urging my former colleagues and frankly speaking, the people on the Hill. Mm-hmm. It was more actually aimed at telling the Hill people, get as much information as you can, get as much intelligence as you can before President Obama leaves the administration, because I had a fear that somehow that information would disappear with the senior people who left. So it would be hidden away in the bureaucracy, that the Trump folks, if they found out how we knew what we knew about the Trump staff dealing with Russians, that they would try to compromise those sources and methods, meaning we would no longer have access to that intelligence. So I became very worried because not enough was coming out into the open, and I knew that there was more. We have very good intelligence on Russia. So then I had talked to some of my former colleagues, and I knew that they were trying to also help get information to the Hill.
A lot going on.
Earlier, when we played that the very first time, young Kyle, running audio tonight, said, it sounds like she indicted herself. That's kind of what I was thinking. Self-admission of many felonies there. Let me just recount them for you. The Obama team was broadly spying many departments. If Trump found out, they were going to probably change their methods or to confront them is probably what they were going to do. They were seeking to spread the information to people that did not have that should not have access to it. And she herself, Evelyn Farkas, did not have access to it. Sorry about that. Little frog in the throat. 888-340-3373. Take your call on it, though. Let's go to Frank, who's been patient and is with us from Des Moines, Iowa. Frank, what's your thought?
Well, I would suggest that Evelyn Farkas needs hauled before the first grand jury that can be impaneled and see what she knows.
Yeah.
But we were warned for years.
Because she's bragging right there, Frank. Because she's bragging that she knows a lot more than what came out. I mean, you heard her say it with her own lips.
Apparently there is a test for morons to study for an idiot exam, I guess. I guess what she was going for there. But we've been warned by our libertarian friends for years that when you sacrifice an ounce of privacy for security, you're going to end up with neither.
Right.
Now, we were promised after 9/11 that if we as Americans would sacrifice a little bit of our privacy, that it would not ever be used and abused against Americans. And all deference to Dr. Charles Krauthammer, who I admire greatly, this is an exact case where it was used against Americans. It was spying for the sake of finding a crime.
Well, not even. And that's the moral outrage about it, Frank. Because if you go to FISA court and you say, we have reason to believe that he engaged in illegal commerce with Russia to sway the election, and you can present evidence to that effect, then that's a reason that the FISA would say, well, okay, then it's okay to tap the foreign phones. And if an American gets swept up in that, you mask their identity. You do everything you can not to reveal who that person is. These reports that Devin Nunes has seen, evidently, there was no care to mask identities.
And what turned out to be the case was they knew early on there was no evidence connecting them to Russia, but they kept surveilling anyway. And it's those dozens and dozens and dozens of additional surveillance reports that have nothing to do with Russia at all that are really the smoking gun here.
And those were the safeguards that were supposedly put into place to protect Americans. But as Devin Nunes says, there is how do we know that they weren't spying on Russia, or how do we know they weren't spying on Trump? And Russia, incidentally, got caught up in it. See, Devin Nunes has said that there was surveillance that it didn't involve anyone from Russia.
Right.
So clearly they were using this broad sweep of surveillance.
Well, and it was all under the guise of Russia, but there was no substance. Like they knew within the first couple of days of having the FISA order out there that it didn't have anything to do with them. But they kept them open. They kept them open all the way through the election and into the months of transition afterwards.
Well, I want to remind Americans of one thing. There's been a term coined to find the needle in the haystack. You've got to have the haystack. And make no mistake, Americans' information, emails, faxes, and phone calls are being stored and being kept.
Big time. Big time.
That's just the truth about it, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, you're right, Frank. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And the interesting part of this is she says it with such blatant bluntness on MSNBC. She admits to the four or five things that I pointed out, and she doesn't even bat an eye. And she wasn't even a government employee that should have had access to that knowledge at the time that it took place. Kevin McCullough coming back live from New York.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And as always, thankful to the good folks at MyPillow for making it possible. Mike Lindell and company. And he's doing better. He just had throat surgery, and he got the okay today. He's been flying all over the world. But tonight he's in Texas, I believe, a couple of different spots earlier today. But his voice is back. He has authorized us to offer two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half the price, 50% off when you get the two premium and two go-anywheres tonight. When you call my number, 800-506-2641, use promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. Now, the technology is going to help you get the guaranteed best sleep of your life every single night that you use it. I've been using it for 2 years. I can attest to that. But he'll also give it a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. The first 60 days, he'll refund your full price. But if you order tonight, you're also going to get free shipping. 1-800-506-2641. Half price on the premium pillows and the go-anywheres. It's a four-pack. You get it for half the cost when you call my number tonight. 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. Now, we're coming into Easter. And my friend Anu Khanna over at Lord's Diamonds here in Manhattan, she's in the jewelry district. We're going to give away a pair of gold earrings with sapphire stones in them. On April the 13th, we're going to draw the name. But you have to be registered to get your name in. And to register, you can call our number and press 2 and leave a voicemail, 888-340-3373. Hit the number 2, leave your information there. But we need your name, mailing address, and phone number. If you don't want to do it by phone, you can simply email us, kmcradio@gmail.com. Send us your name, mailing address, and phone number. We will draw the winner on the 13th of April, and we'll announce the winner on the 15th here on Radio Night Live. But it's going to be gold earrings with sapphire stones. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. You're going to love them. So I hope that you will register and give them to the lady of your life for an Easter present. What a great way to celebrate Resurrection Sunday, huh? KMCRadio@gmail.com. KMCRadio@gmail.com. Give us your name, mailing address, and phone number. And we're drawing that name on April the 13th. In compliments of Lord's Diamonds, you could win some gold earrings with sapphire stones as a special Easter present from us here at Radio Night Live. We are so grateful for the good folks at Lord's Diamonds. The best place that I've ever been to buy jewelry for the lovely bride, and I highly recommend it. She does engagement rings and everything, and I've never been disappointed at all. Again, kmcradio@gmail.com. Give us your name, mailing address, and phone number in an email, and you're registered for that April the 13th drawing. We will announce the winner on April the 15th here on Radio Night Live. You don't have to be present to win, but you cannot win if you're not registered, so get registered. All right, that's it. It was a busy Saturday night. Thanks to Natasha Bure. Thanks to Kim Strassel. Thanks to you for being here. And if you're watching on Biz TV, stand by, because we're going to do it all over again right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.